Mother brands Rooney Tribunal a sham. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Examiner. The article refers to yesterday's statement by the mother of Private Sean Rooney following the death sentence handed down by a Lebanese court for the killing of her son. Natasha Rooney pointed out that the convicted man has been untraceable and untraced for many years. While criticising what she called the systematic failings by the United Nations, the Irish Defence Forces and the Lebanese justice system, she reserved harsh words for the Irish government. She said, "You'd be forgiven for reading the government's response as a victory for justice," adding that she expected more from the country for whom her son died, wearing with pride his native flag. There's a picture of Nikita Hand on almost every front page this morning, and most lead with the story that the photos illustrate. It was yesterday's appeals court decision dismissing all of the grounds on which Conor McGregor had attempted to overturn a finding that he had raped Ms. Hand. The papers cover the story from several angles. "Now I can move on and try to heal," says the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. "Don't be afraid to speak up," says the Irish Daily Star. "McGregor hit with €2 million rape bill," says the Irish Daily Mirror. "Nikita Hand to sue her ex-neighbours Anne McGregor," says the Irish Independent. That headline refers to statements by former neighbours of Ms. Hand, Samantha O'Reilly and Steve Cummins, suggesting her extensive injuries had been inflicted by a former boyfriend just hours after she said she was raped by McGregor. Ms. Hand described the statements as lies, and the matter has been referred to the Director of Public Prosecutions, writes The Independent. The Irish Times is covering what it calls the long-mooted plan to transform the National Concert Hall and is seeking reassurances from the government that it won't have to pay for it. The redevelopment, which has been costed at €78 million, could transform the Earlsford Terrace site and potentially the entire quarter of the city, says the article. In internal documents seen by the paper, the NCH sought a guarantee that it would not have to contribute to the cost and also asked for extra payments to resolve legacy human resources issues. The Belfast Telegraph reports that a criminal investigation has been launched into the presence of asbestos at the site of a controversial bonfire, which was lit as part of 11th night events. The Irish News is reporting that the taxpayers picked up the bill for Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly's visit to an airport lounge as part of a trip to Wimbledon with her husband, Richard Pengelly, who's chief executive of the Education Authority. The paper previously reported that the taxpayer was served with a bill of almost £1,000 for the two-day visit. £96 of it was for airport services, which the paper understands to relate to the airport lounge at George Best Belfast City Airport. The paper quotes a statement from the executive office saying the expenditure was in line with Northern Ireland civil service policy. The Irish Sun has an article about what it calls the world's oldest baby. Thaddeus Daniel Pierce was born on Saturday in the US from an embryo frozen in 1994. The embryo had been donated to Tim and Lindsay Pierce from Ohio, who compared the birth to something from a sci-fi movie. "We didn't know they froze embryos that long," said Lindsay. She added that the birth was rough, but that she and her precious baby are now doing well.
Lisa Pereira, it's 8:10.